Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Lou Gowerd.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dudes, dogs, and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
No, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lou Gowerd is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lou Gowerd on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lou Gowerd. Loogie! Nixon 5-888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Nixon 5 as we kick off finals week for the first time in 27 years. Drink it in. The Knicks are not only back in the finals, but they face a familiar opponent. How fitting that is. How special that is, and how storybook that is. For the first time in 27 years, the Knicks are back in the finals, and they will meet the team. Now, obviously, the faces have changed, but it's still the Spurs. You still see the team that beat the Knicks all those years ago when they wear that uniform, because it's always about the uniform and the name on the front of it, more than the name on the back of it. So I, like many, have waited a very long time for this, and it's even sweeter that it's the Spurs. And I want payback, and I believe the Knicks are going to get it in a big-time way. I think this series will be over in 5 games. Number one, the Spurs, their youth. Look, they're going to win 2, 3, maybe even 4 championships with this group led by Wemby. Just not this year. They are ahead of schedule. They're extremely young, and I think their youth will come back to bite them in the rear end. You know, I talked about this last week. I said, if the Spurs were to come back in this series against the Thunder, that would be their championship. That would be the Spurs championship. And if you saw the way they were celebrating on Saturday night with Wemby basically in tears, they sure as heck look like a team that won the title, not a team that's going to the title round. If they were to come back in this series like they did, they would have had to have not only win a game 6 in their building, they would have to go on the road in OKC, a very tough building to play, and knock off the defending champs. And then turn around a couple of days later and go somewhere they have never been before. The young core of that team, obviously Harrison Barnes, Luke Kornet, guys like that. You know, Barnes, Kornet, older players that are just more role guys, if anything. I'm talking about the core young players of this team. Wemby, Harper, Castle. Even at De'Aaron Fox, who's older, but still, this is his first rodeo. That's a lot to do, especially mentally, make that transition from we just knocked off the defending champs on the road, now we got to travel, and a couple days later, we got to host the red-hot Buzzsaw Knicks, a team that is more experienced, a team that is older but in their prime, a team that has gone through the playoff wars, not only together, but guys like Bridges, guys like Cat, they've done it in other stops before they got to the Knicks and have made deep runs with other teams. So that experience for the Knicks is going to be a huge plus for them in this series. This is one of the youngest, on average, teams ever to make the finals. The Spurs. They're ahead of schedule, and that's a credit to them. Also, you know, Chet Holmgren and the Thunder basically laid an egg at home in Game 7, and they had multiple injuries. But the Spurs dominated the Thunder throughout the regular season, and it carried over into the playoffs. But to now transition to now, a couple of days later, mentally get ready for a stage that is unlike any other. The brightest of lights against the Knicks, New York City. A million eyeballs. The ratings for this series are going to be through the roof. Number one, I think there was already Thunder fatigue with SGA and the flopping and all that. Wemby, of course, is a draw. New York is a massive draw. You have a team that has been a dynasty or a dynasty, as they say, across the pond in the Spurs. So they have a championship pedigree. The Knicks have not won in over 50 years. They haven't even been to the finals in 27. So there's history, there's star power, there's a unique generational talent unlike we've never seen before in Wemby, just a freak all the way around. And then, of course, New York City, the Knicks, and stars in their own right, of course, with Brunson, with Cat, etc. So I expect the numbers to be through the roof. I think there's going to be a lot of buzz, there's going to be a lot of juice, and there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on this series. But I start off with the youth of the Spurs. They are not ready, in my estimation, for this moment. Especially considering who they're going to be staring at across the court. This is not a team in the Knicks, right, where they are similar to the Spurs, where they are also young. They are also making their first long, deep go at this. This is a Knicks team that's been knocking on the door for a while. This is a Knicks team that has had championship aspirations all year long. They are not ahead of schedule. They are right on schedule, the Knicks. I have no doubt in my mind, if Wemby stays healthy, that this Spurs team is going to win championships. Not one. They are going to win multiple championships. Just not this year. They're not ready. They're too young. Their best players are all 23 and under. The core, the youth of this team, Harper, Wemby, Castle, they're babies. And I mean that with all the respect in the world. They're just super young. And I think too young for this. You have to taste defeat before you taste success. That's the way it goes. That's the journey to a chip. That's a journey to a title. That is the journey to a championship. And it's a journey that the Spurs haven't taken yet. They haven't tasted the defeat. They haven't tasted the heartbreak. The Knicks have. And that's only made this Knicks team stronger. It's only made them more connected. And it's only made them more built for this moment. And that's what the Spurs are going to be facing. A buzzsaw. The hottest team in the NBA. A team that is putting up historical numbers on both ends of the floor. And the Knicks have been one of the best defensive teams in the NBA for quite some time. This season. And they could get after you on both ends. And they will in this series.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
because it's business. And it's also personal. Because a player like Jalen Brunson, who knows the history of this franchise, obviously his father playing in the finals, and now they become, as far as I know and as far as the NBA knows, they're the one that put it out, the only father-son duo to ever play in the finals in the history of the league. So Jalen Brunson knows the deal. He knows the history. He knows the last time the Knicks were in the finals and who their opponent was before anybody had to tell him that. He lived it. He gets it. He understands it. It's in his blood. It's in his DNA. It's in his family. It's everything to Brunson. That's what this means, not only to Jalen, but for the city, for this team. That's how the Knicks are approaching this series. Where the Spurs, who celebrated on Saturday like they had won a championship and are going to win championships, I'd be stunned if they don't. But not this year. Not yet. It's not the Spurs' time. It's the Knicks' time. This has been years and years and years and years in the making for the Knicks. Building by Leon Rose, brick by brick, this roster, this coaching staff, this franchise for this week, the week that we have started now, finals week. Something we as fans have waited almost three decades for, and something that this core of guys have been waiting years for and have building towards years of. That's what we're where we're at. That's what we're on the doorstep of. Where the Spurs, they're ahead of schedule. As talented as they are, and they are extremely talented, they don't have the experience, though. And that experience that the Knicks have will be a major difference maker. Major. And that transition, and I talked about this a lot last week, because I wanted this matchup. For a lot of reasons. And one of the things I pointed to was the Spurs coming back from 3-2, winning a game 7 in OKC, having to forget physically because they are healthy. You know, they got banged up a little bit early on in the Western Conference Finals, but Fox, who had a heck of a game 7, Harper, who had a heck of a game 7, they had some things they were dealing with early in the Western Conference Finals. They look like they're back to full strength. So this is a team that walks in very healthy, the Spurs do. But while the Knicks have been sitting at home just waiting for this moment, cool, calm, relaxed, after another boat racing, after another belt to ass, after another steamroll of their opponent, a cool, easy sweep of the Cavs, they have been waiting, the Knicks have, patiently. Where the Spurs, they just climbed the heck of a mountain. And now they have to figure out a way in only a couple of days to transition from the Thunder, which is going to be a team they're going to see a lot over the next bunch of years, as they are both the class of the Western Conference. So that's just the start of something very special out West. And now San Antonio has to figure out a young team that hasn't been through the playoff wars. They have to figure out on short notice how to stop the Knicks, how to understand the moment that they're in with the world watching. I think this will be one of the highest rated finals in history, which is saying a lot because there's no Warriors, there's no LeBron, but there's the Knicks, there's Wemby, there's a lot of firepower, and there's history. And people will tune in to see that. That's how sports is. And there's a lot of, we know that, across the country that despise where we live, and they don't like us. So they're going to tune in to root against. It's a juicy matchup. Not just for us here in New York, not just if you're in San Antonio, but across the NBA and sports landscape. That's a lot. That's a lot of pressure. And it's pressure that the Knicks can handle. Because they've dealt with the pressure. They deal with the pressure day in and day out in this market. Not only from the fans and how much we demand of this team, especially in a season like this, where it felt like before the year even started that the stars had aligned for the Knicks. The road had been paved. The pathway to the finals was there for them. All they needed to do was execute. All they needed to do was stay healthy. Little did we know it would be even easier than expected, and they would play even better than any of us would have expected. And now all that experience, all that momentum, all that talent, all that depth, and that's the second biggest part of this. The experience is the one big one, and then the depth, where I think the Knicks have an advantage in this series, a big one. You know, when Wemby's not on the floor, you could attack the Spurs big time, not only in the paint, but I believe their depth when Wemby is not on the floor is a mismatch the Knicks can take advantage of. Because, and I expect Mitchell Robinson to be out there ready to go. Perhaps this will even improve his free throw shooting, the broken pinky. The Knicks are going 10 deep. 10 deep, 10 strong deep. Where the Spurs are 7 strong. And then they'll be lucky if a Barnes or if a Cornett can give him anything. Where you feel confident with the Knicks 10 deep for sure. I think it's going to be too much for the Spurs to handle. I think they are the next team that is getting in the way of a runaway freight train. And as talented as they are, and as much championships I believe the Spurs are going to win, they're just not going to win one this year. And everybody feels like it's going to be tough. I don't. Hasn't been tough yet. Don't expect it to be tough now. I think the Knicks have just, they found that other gear and that next level. And once you do that as a team, even if it means you're playing above your head, you know, you just get into this state of confidence, this euphoric state, this state of continuity and cohesion and connectiveness that they are on, and nothing will break that. And it's a situation where you just run through the finish line, not crawl, run through it. And I believe that's going to be the mentality. Throw haymakers at the Spurs, who also have offensive performances some nights that are just head-scratching for all the talent they have, which the Knicks will also take advantage of. Because the Knicks' offense does not take nights off. They don't take naps. And even if, and they will, but the Spurs bring that type of physicality that the Knicks have not seen, the Knicks will have an answer for that. They will have a way to work around it or adjust to it. So for me, and I've been saying it for well over a week now, not backing off it, the Knicks win this series. I think they win it easy. I think it's over in 5. The experience on the Knicks' side, the depth on their side, the momentum on their side. Yes, the destiny on their side. And they're catching a team in the Spurs who are ahead of schedule. If this was a year or two from now and it was San Antonio and they had lost in the finals, I would be, oh boy, not good. This feels like Wemby's time. I don't get that vibe. You know, the tears from the Spurs on Saturday night, that felt like a team that, man, we came back from 3-2. We knocked off the defending champs. We knocked off a rival of ours that we're going to see a lot in the West for years and years and years to come. And we just planted our flag in their building and said, you know what, from now on, it goes through San Antonio. And we have the best player in the world. And we have the future of this league on our team. And he's surrounded by loads of young talent. So look out, watch out. The league is on notice. The Spurs are the team for the next decade. That's kind of what I watched on Saturday, and that's what I felt with the Spurs. But before the Spurs become that team, they're going to have to make a little pit stop first. And that pit stop, which they think is, oh, yeah, we're just gassing up here, and then we're on our road to a championship. They're going to find out real quick that that pit stop is going to turn into a flat tire. There's not going to be any gas, and they're going to be stuck at that station. And they're going to wish they never got off the highway they were on. That's how well the Knicks are playing. That's how experienced they are. That's how tough they are defensively. And that's how many problems they can present, which we will get into throughout the night. You know, different ways that I think the Knicks are going to attack Wemby, not only offensively, but defensively. We'll get into some of the things that the Spurs players had to say about Knicks fans traveling, Spurs fans traveling. We'll get into Jalen Brunson's legacy and what this series would mean for him if he won a championship. We'll get into all the ticket prices, not only here in New York, but also in San Antonio. There's just so many different branches of this tree that is this NBA Finals matchup. But I want to start off with Knicks in five. The Spurs youth will bite them. Their lack of depth will bite them. And the fact that the Knicks are just on such a wave of momentum and such a roll and have all the experience and tremendous talent, tremendous two-way players, and guys that are playing at the top of their game. I mean, Mikal Bridges, Karl-Anthony Towns, especially once Mike Brown started really running this offense through Karl-Anthony Towns. And I don't expect the Knicks to do anything differently unless they have to change it. But I don't think they're going to reinvent the wheel. No shot the way things are going right now. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And this is a team that this is a business trip. But it's also quite personal, especially if you're Brunson and you know the history and you know what took place 27 years ago and what that meant to all of us and the heartbreak that it was for Knicks fans. Because whenever you get to a championship round, I know Ewing was hurt, but whenever you get to a championship round, you want to win. It's never easy to lose in the finals. It's never easy to lose a Super Bowl. It's never easy to lose a World Series. I don't care if you are a major underdog. I don't care if you have injuries. I don't care if you run into a dynasty. Doesn't matter. Especially if you root for a team that has not won a championship in your lifetime. Those losses sting even more. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. We'll get to your calls on the Knicks. That'll obviously be a major focus throughout the evening. So a lot of Knicks, a lot of Knicks, a lot of Knicks. As we get moving along here, we will mix in the baseball. We will mix in the Yankees. We will mix in the Mets. We will mix in a little bit on the Giants as well, as they're expected to work out Odell Beckham Jr. for the second time. That's coming up later today. So we'll sprinkle a little bit of the Giants in as well. 4.5 hours to go, but the Knicks being the primary focus. And the number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
1227 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Okay.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call throughout the show. If you are, and we'll get into the ticket prices a little bit later on, but spoiler alert, they're in the thousands, really wherever you go. If you're going to San Antonio, they're in the thousands. If you're going to the Garden, now I've seen prices all over the place, from ranging from 2,000 to like 5,000 more. Just know it's thousands. But we'll break down each game, the latest that I've seen. I want to hear from anybody out there if you are going to the Garden or if you are planning on going to San Antonio. And your mindset is, well, you know what? I'll probably spend less by a significant margin, even though the tickets aren't cheap there either, but they're cheaper. And you figure you can get a hotel for, it's not like you're staying in New York City. So you can get a hotel for, you know, a couple hundred bucks. Flight is probably not that bad, depending on when you fly out. But I know there are people in our audience that are either planning it, thinking about it, because you have a few days still, or have already booked their trip and have their tickets for either game one or game two. So if that's you, I'd like to hear from you as well. And I got you for the next 4.5 hours. So the phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. That is the number. Let's go to Larry in Bayside here on After Hours. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing?
Doing great.
I know you're doing good. So am I, but I'm chomping at the bit. Yep. You made a lot of good points. And one of the most important one that you made was about the paint and Cat.
Yep.
You and I have spoken about Cat a few times already, and it definitely goes back to when the trade deadline was. Can you imagine if we didn't have him now? Okay, if you noticed, Oklahoma City was just afraid to drive the lane.
Yeah, or their bigs were, like Chet Holmgren was literally deathly afraid of Wemby in game. That was embarrassing. Two shots the entire game, and that was embarrassing. So they were afraid to go at Wemby, and their bigs were afraid of Wemby. That will not be the case with the Knicks.
No, and they all were. It wasn't just Holmgren. He had a lousy game, but they all were. As soon as they would hit that spot in the paint, pass it off.
Well, listen, now, Wemby is a disruptor, but the thing that the Knicks have, too, is they can stretch him out. Like Josh Hart can stretch the floor, Karl-Anthony Towns can stretch the floor, and it forces Wemby to get out of the paint. So a couple things there. You could either drive around him or dish it off underneath, and Wemby is no longer protecting the net because he had to defend the three against Hart or Cat.
And number three is Cat, I believe, look, Cat's still stronger. I say we go at him.
Yes.
You get a foul, maybe he blocks one,
yep.
maybe he scores a point or two, he kicks it out, but I want Cat going at him. I mean, I love Cat, but I think he's the key. They're all going to play well. We got to have Brunson, we got to have Hart, we got to have OG. I believe OG is going to come up big too. But with Cat, I think he can muscle him around, get fouls, and also score on him and pass it out.
I think this is a series where Brunson will definitely get his at times, but I think this is going to be a Cat type of series, an Anunoby type of series, because of some of the things that you just alluded to. And I think Brunson, some of the physicality that the Spurs are going to throw at him could give him a little bit of trouble. But where guys like Anunoby, I think they could attack Wemby. Cat could attack Wemby. He could stretch him out, make him guard him on the three-point line. Same thing with Josh Hart. And I expect those guys to thrive in this series.
Me too, because that's the only thing, in my opinion. Well, that's the reason Oklahoma City lost. And they didn't play good defense, but their offense was shook up as soon as they were open at this and that.
They were down a couple of, and they were also down two primary ball handlers. You could tell SGA at the end of Game 7 had literally nothing left in the tank. His fellow All-Star mate, Chet Holmgren, was scared to death, basically left the court. He was so just bewildered by Wemby. And then their others, their Carusos of the world, weren't hitting three-pointers. That's the reason why the Thunder went home. You give the Spurs the credit, but the Thunder also did not execute in a Game 7. The Knicks will execute in this series. They are not going to let San Antonio off the hook, I don't believe, in any of these games.
No way. And you want to know something? I say they run the table. If they win the first game, it's four and out.
Listen,
I
went five. I thought I was being a little bit boisterous. Listen, if they go... But, to me, they are in a period right now where they win a championship, we're all going to be celebrating. But imagine they sweep or they do this in five. We're talking now historical stuff, and that to me is a cherry on top because, yes, we will remember this forever no matter what, but the world, the league, especially, here's the other part of this too, and Larry, are you a Giant fan or no?
New York Giant?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so as a Giant fan, what's one of the things that we always put, and especially if you're a little bit younger like me, we always say we beat the Pats twice in the Super Bowl, right? Not only did we win the Super Bowl, we beat Brady and Belichick. If we beat Wemby, and I expect this team to win a lot of championships, we can always say we were the ones that beat the Spurs. We had a historic run. We beat them in four. We beat them in five. And it makes it even sweeter and even more where you could puff out your chest and say,
very, very sweet.
That was a great run and what a championship. Because I'm telling you, Larry, as you know, beating Brady and Belichick and the Pats, especially when they were undefeated, made those Super Bowl wins even more special.
Forget it. It's like sugar. I mean, you know.
Yep. And you can always go back to it, Larry, and I appreciate the call. That made it even better because you could always... Now, of course, the Eagles kind of messed it up for us, but it felt like we were going to be the one team to be like, oh, yeah, well, we knocked off Brady. We knocked off Belichick. My feeling is that the Spurs with this team are going to win a lot of championships. They have all the ingredients to be the best team in the league and win championships for years and years and years. Wemby's only going to get better. He's only going to get stronger. If the health is on his side, he has a great nucleus around him. He is a part of a great franchise with championship DNA. So I expect them to win a lot, just not this year. So imagine the Knicks not only win a title, not only historically run through the East, but they handle the Spurs quickly and emphatic fashion. And you as a Knicks fan can always say, you know what? The Spurs are a dynasty. Wemby ended up being a multiple-time champion, not when he ran into the Knicks, though. And that would only enhance the legacy of a Jalen Brunson. And we'll get into that legacy later on and what this, not only where Jalen is at in general as far as Knicks lore, but what a championship would mean and where you start to compare him to other athletes in the history of this town. Because he is, as much as OG, the mini Kawhi, everyone's saying that now, I've been saying that for a while, but the mini Kawhi Leonard, Karl Anthony Towns, which means a lot, obviously, playing back in essentially his hometown or tri-state area hometown, Mikal being the missing piece, this is Jalen's team, this is Jalen's legacy, this is the guy we're going to be talking about forever, as the guy that changed it all, and really everything, along with Tibbs, got this team in the right direction, and then everybody else kind of jumped on, and the other missing pieces and bricks were laid out by Leon Rose. But this is Brunson's legacy. And that's what he's on the doorstep of just being in the same conversation as icons and legends who will always be revered in New York. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Bob in Keyport. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
I'm great. Hope you're doing well.
You know, the Spurs won last night. That's all good. We're playing them. But aren't you a little worried that the Thunder might have won analytically last night and they're just going to come to MSG to play?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Kenny Atkinson, and he let me know that actually the Thunder won in four analytically. Now, they're going home, but analytically, they won the series. So they will. The Thunder and the Cavs will meet in the analytical finals. Where the real finals will be the Knicks and Spurs, the analytical finals will be the Cavs and the Thunder.
And those finals, who do you think wins analytically?
Analytically, I still give it to the Thunder because they swept the Spurs analytically. And I think according to Kenny Atkinson, the Knicks had won a game analytically. So I give the slight lean to the Thunder in that one. But you know what? As much as I'm into this series, I'll keep a close eye as well on the analytical finals. I think they're airing that game on ESPN 12. I think that's where that series will be airing. They're going to play those games at 2 in the morning up against replays of the actual finals. Yeah, the analytical stuff with Atkinson. We've crossed over into nonsense when we start saying that you didn't. You know, it's one thing for James Harden to pull an Alonzo Mourning and say, well, we're the better team even though we lost the series. To say that your team was up in the series analytically, even though you were down three games to 0, is ridiculous. Now, speaking of the Cavs, and I'll tie it into this series, the only thing that's similar, because as much as I think the Knicks are going to roll through this series and win it in five, and I've laid out the reasons, The Cavs are gutless, heartless, spineless, soft, bunch of sports losers. But in game one, the Knicks were, after a long layoff, which they're going to have going into the finals, they were rusty. And this was at home. They were rusty. They were not hitting shots. They looked deader than a doornail. And the Cavs, in many ways, let them off the hook. The Spurs will not. So I don't know what the Knicks can do differently over this period. Hopefully they did. Because like I said, even if the Knicks lose this game, I expect them to win four in a row. I do think it'll end in five. But I think you'll get a better effort also in game one. I'm just saying if you are down 22, you might be in trouble. And I don't know if it was just a matchup thing, but I would go to school on the Spurs came out swinging in every game against the Thunder. They either had the lead or were tied in every game of that series. So the Spurs want to come out fast. The Knicks, much like they did a couple of times against, they did once against Philly, I remember in game three, and they also did it against the Cavs, certainly in game one, but that was a little bit different. But in some of the games in Cleveland and game two against them as well, you know, the Cavs came out strong early and the Knicks were able to weather the storm. And I think that's what you're looking at in game one. The Spurs should be firing on all cylinders because they just played. So physically, they're there. I don't think mentally throughout a series they're going to be, but physically, because of their talent, because they just played a basketball game, should be the sharper team. And they're going to come out, I think, strong early on. The Knicks just have to weather that. They have to weather it. They have to weather it. They have to wear on them. And as soon as the Spurs realize where the heck they are and look around and go, oh boy, we're in the finals, boom, catch them and go off. And don't allow yourselves to be down 22 because the way the Spurs play defense, you're going to be in a load of trouble. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We talked about it. Listen, if you are fortunate, I use the word fortunate more than, I suppose you could be lucky because you could have a, boy, you'd be a have a great friend if they are somehow giving you a friendly discount or, dare I say, a freebie to the finals. But if you are able to go to Madison Square Garden, you are certainly fortunate. But there's another option. And it's not cheap, but it's cheaper. And that is book a flight, book a room, and grab your tickets to go to San Antonio for the early part of this series. And I'm sure there's people out there that either have done it already or are contemplating doing it. Let's go to, and I want to make sure I get the name right, but Manisha and Sarah, did I get the first name right there? I just want to make sure I'm good on that one.
Yes, you did. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys, and you're calling from Muncie. So what is on your mind tonight?
We are a first-time caller, and I can't believe I'm talking to positive Loogie.
Yes, you are. and honestly, you are getting positive Tommy at his most positive, because not only are my Knicks playing in the NBA Finals, but my Mets are playing great baseball. So you are really getting the best of a positive, Tommy. So I appreciate you making the call. Hopefully it's not the last one. But you seem to have a little bit of a dilemma here on your table when it comes to attending a Knicks game. Is that what you're getting at?
You literally read my mind. You would make a lot more money being a mind reader because while I was on hold, you said all the things that I really wanted to talk to you about.
Well, that's so, what I do on the side. You know, when I'm on the weekends, I just stand out in the middle of the street and read people's mind. It pays pretty well. It's a good side hustle. So, it's like a side hustle for me.
I hope I walk by you on the weekend. So, I love the Knicks, and I went to that game one against Cleveland and nice. MSG, and I just had a migraine at the middle of the third inning. I just couldn't watch it anymore. Mm-hmm. I was just biting my cap, and right now I have the dilemma of going out there to San Antonio. I really want to go. I have a friend that sells tickets. He's giving me a cost price. He has tickets, and we want to fly out, fly into Texas, Houston, and then drive down from there, which is about 6-7 hours.
Okay.
But I can't go down to a game and watch the Knicks playing rusty. And I don't know how it's going to go. So it's like, I want to hear your opinion. What should I do? And my wife is here right near me, and she's like, if you're going to spend all that money, you better buy me a nice necklace on your way home.
Oh, definitely buy her a nice necklace. That's for sure. And so your wife is not going with you. You would be attending it with a friend. You'd be riding solo. What's kind of the travel plans there?
Yeah, just me and a friend. My wife probably can't even name a Nick player.
Neither can mine, so don't tell her to feel bad. Are you? Is there a chance you could go to game two, or is it just game one?
Just game one. Okay. I don't have an option. I can't go to game
two. Gotcha. I would go, and here's why. Because this team is on such a roll. Yeah, they could be rusty, but that rust could wear off real quick. They've won 11 straight games. Why not make it 12? And you could be there for one of them in San Antonio. And you get that experience of going to another team's building. And if the Knicks win game one, you are snatching the soul of San Antonio. That is going to send shockwaves throughout that building and that franchise. So for you to be there for that one, you have this opportunity sitting in front of you. Yeah, it's going to cost you a little bit of money. Yeah, it's going to cost you some jewelry money as well. But I think that this is 27 years in the making. This is sounds like your best shot to go to a game in the finals. I would take advantage of it.
It's unbelievable. They're doing this without Brunson putting up 40, 50 points.
Well, it speaks to not only their depth. Yeah, two games. It speaks to their depth, and it also speaks to the strength, of course, of their starting five. I think this is a team that has been built the right way and has been built for years. And it used to be they needed Brunson to be 40 a night in order to have a chance to win. That's no longer the case because of OG, because of Cat, because of Bridges, because of Hart, and because of their bench where they go five deep in that sense. So, yeah, it doesn't have to be the Jalen Brunson show anymore.
Yep, I did want to see Hartenstein against the Knicks, but we'll have to do it another year.
Yeah, no, and that's for sure, and I appreciate the call. El, get back to me. Whatever you choose, if you're down in San Antonio, I'm on all week. Hopefully I gave you some great advice there. Whatever you decide
will
to do, but especially if you go, definitely hit me up.
Will do. Thank you so much. And you made my ride home after that Cleveland game amazing because you were so positive. You said the Knicks will win in four, and they did just that. So I'm taking your word on Knicks in five here.
Yep. You don't want to get positive Tommy to get hot. You're right. After game one, I knew that the Knicks had snatched the soul of the heartless, gutless, spineless Cavs because that was their best opportunity to win that game. Knicks were rusty. They're up 22 fairly late in the fourth quarter. If the Cavs didn't win that game, they weren't going to win another game, period. And something is to be said, and this is why I think the Knicks win this series quickly, because I feel like that's kind of been the narrative of this team. They're riding such a wave. We haven't seen how they will react if they lose a game, if they lose two in a row. We don't know what's going to happen. Because ever since they did lose the two in a row, they've went on this run. So I almost take what happened early on in that Atlanta series and throw it out the window. I just look at this stretch here because each win that they've had and in the way they have done it, the three closeout games where they made the teams they were facing quit on a basketball court, quit, wave the white flag, beg for mercy, and the Knicks didn't give them any. When you have that type of wave and that type of momentum and that type of run as a team, you don't know what's going to happen if that streak is broken. So you want the Knicks to continue this and come out firing. That's why, hey, go to game one, because who knows how they're going to react if they lose a game. But if they ride this wave, they ride this momentum, they're going to roll through this series, and I expect them to. And I think the rust that will be there will be knocked off a lot quicker than it was against Cleveland. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation. 888-808-1019. We're going to do a lot of Knicks tonight. Of course, we will mix in the baseball as we go. Some Mets, some Yankees, as the Yankees put up a monstrous inning. Took two out of three from Oakland. The Mets have now won four games in a row as they head out west for their last West Coast trip of the year, believe it or not. Last West Coast trip of the year. And there is some giant news regarding Odell Beckham Jr. that we will get into later on in the show. I got you till 5 a.m. when the warm-up show with Al and Jerry come your way at that time. It is After Hours with Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go out to Hartford, Connecticut. It's Steven on The Fan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Lugie. How you doing?
Great, great. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. I'm just getting home from work. The one thing, I was almost ready to drive off the side of the road there when you were talking just a little bit earlier. I think the Knicks are playing great basketball, but I think you're really putting a damper on San Antonio. San Antonio, one thing I can tell you about them, and I'm watching them. I'm watching these games, and they attack the rim. Can Cat stay out of foul trouble?
Can Wemby?
You got a Castle. You got Vassell. You got Harper.
But you also have Mitchell Robinson.
Attack the rim.
They do.
Attack the rim.
They're very athletic.
They do not go for – they shoot good threes, but they attack the rim. That's something that the Knicks have not seen.
No, they're going to see a team. They're going to listen. They are definitely going to the deeper end of the pool in terms of talent. I'm not taking anything away from San Antonio's talent at all.
Well,
but
I think you are.
No, I'm not. I just said they were going to win multiple championships with this group. They're not ready to win one. Well, they don't have the experience yet, and I still think they lack a little bit of the depth. Well, you talked about Cat if he gets in foul trouble. What if Wemby gets in foul trouble? Luke Kornet going to keep you up at night? He's not very good.
He's not.
Or at least Mitchell Robinson is.
But you're talking about also, Wemby hasn't gotten into a lot of foul trouble in this
playoff. He was just in foul trouble in Game 7.
Yeah.
They had to bring him back out there with 5 minutes left if he got one more foul. And he would have if Jeff Holmgren had any kind of guts and they went after him. They were saying on the broadcast, the Thunder basically didn't drive at Wemby. He had five fouls and they didn't take advantage of it. The Knicks will do that, either Brunson or Anunoby or Cat. If Wemby gets in foul trouble, he is going to foul out. I'm telling you, because the Knicks are not going to play scared like the Thunder did.
Well, right. I agree. But my thought is, this is a team that does attack, and they attack ruthlessly.
Yes.
Castle is one nasty guy.
He's a man. Age-wise, he's young, but he's a man.
One nasty guy, and he is going to be a handful.
They turn the ball over a lot, too, though, which plays into the Knicks' hands. As aggressive as they are and as physical as they are, they turn the ball over like gangbusters, and the Knicks will take advantage of that.
Once you get Fox, but Fox is usually the one who is going to handle the ball most of the time. He does a lot of that. And when they turn it over like Castle was, once Fox was interjected after those two games, those turnovers, they don't happen as frequently. I can just tell you, you know, it's going to be a series. And I'll tell you, I don't think it's going to be as much of a cakewalk as you're saying.
But you think the Knicks are going to win it?
You know, it's a toss-up to me. No, you could laugh me off.
Oh, I'm not going to laugh you off. You're entitled to that opinion. And by the way, I think that's more the consensus that it's a coin flip. Now, Vegas slightly disagrees, but I think that most people are putting this as a coin flip. I just think the Knicks, with their experience, the way they're playing, with their depth, they can present a lot of matchup problems for Wemby, as great as he is. I think OG is a good matchup for him as far as defensively. Anunoby can lock him up. You could throw Mitchell Robinson at him. You could throw Cat. There's a lot of bodies they could throw at Wembanyama.
Mitch is hurt.
Well, he's hurt. That's a little bit. He's not hurt. He broke his finger. I'm not downgrading a broken finger, but he doesn't have like a leg issue. He doesn't have like a hamstring issue. He doesn't have a knee problem. Right. His pinky's broke. I think he's more injured than hurt.
Again, you're looking at dogs that are going to be coming right at him.
Likewise,
and they're not going to give up.
I understand that, Steve. I get that. I think that the Spurs, if you told me the Spurs won three championships in a row after this year, I would not bet against that. But they're not winning this year. They're not winning this year. I'm extremely confident. And I've been extremely confident this entire way with the Knicks. Obviously, yes, with weaker opponents. But when you can get to the point where the Knicks are at, and let me remind you, the Spurs were, I think they had won 9-10 in a row, something crazy. They had a long winning streak. And they waltzed into Madison Square Garden earlier this year on a Sunday and got their doors blown off by the Knicks. Doors blown off. The Spurs match up well with the Thunder. The Knicks match up well with the Spurs because the Knicks can do things with Wemby, not only offensively, where they could put Wemby in trouble, where he can get in foul trouble, but also they could throw Mitch at him. They could throw Anunoby at him. And that's one of the big reasons why Anunoby is so vital to this team. His ability to not only guard people his size or even smaller, but also guard people that are bigger than him. There was no OG Anunoby on the Thunder this series. That guy is Jalen Williams, the good Jalen Williams, or the better Jalen Williams, J-Dub, and he was hurt. He basically played one game where he was out there that where he gave you close to what he is. But he is their version of Anunoby. He didn't play in the series. And Wemby ate up Holmgren, and he ate up the bigs on the Thunder. He's not eating up the bigs and Anunoby on the Knicks. He's not. Now, he'll get his. He'll find ways to score and rebound because he's good, or he's great. But he also has no show games. And what did I just say? Okay, if Brunson doesn't go off, and I could see him having problems. There's physicality that San Antonio is going to bring here, and that at times has given Jalen trouble, especially in the playoffs. This is a rugged, rough and tough, blue-collar team. But I like I almost want to call them the others. I don't. The starters besides Brunson, you know, Cat and Hart and Mikal and OG. I just trust those guys to get theirs more. If Jalen struggles, I think the Knicks have more options and more outs than if Wemby struggles. The Spurs are screwed. As good, if not great, as some of the guys are around him, it just they run through Wemby. And I'm not taking away from their physicality. San Antonio's going to have highlight reels in this. They're going to have highlight dunks. They're going to have crazy plays. They're going to just mystify. Like there are going to be times where you watch San Antonio and go, oh, my God. That's because they are a video game at times. But this is not a video game. This is a real-life basketball game. And I think the Knicks, as far as real-life basketball, are more equipped and more ready for this moment. And they're as good right now. Right now, like when they play this series, the Knicks are on equal footing. You know, history-wise, you know, 10 years, not so sure about that. But definitely right now. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. We've been talking about it a lot here, and it's going to be a major focus in this series, and that is Wemby. And I think the Knicks' game plan is going to be stretch the floor with him, get Josh Hart to not only take threes, and Josh has shot the ball really well all year. A couple of bad ones every now and then, but has really improved this three-point shot, which is a credit to him after getting surgery on his hand. And realizing, look, Josh Hart, his struggles from behind the arc was always a Achilles heel for the Knicks. That was always something where teams, and they still do, dare him to shoot. But now Josh Hart can make you pay. And if Wemby wants to leave the paint to guard Josh Hart, Josh can either dribble around him, get to the tin and distribute to a wide open three, Bridges or OG in the corner, or Shamet in the corner, or Clarkson in the corner, or Brunson in the corner, where the Knicks have a lethal shooters everywhere. Karl Anthony Towns, there's shooters everywhere. Or he can get the ball back to the paint by swinging it and then getting somebody an open look underneath the basket with Wemby not underneath the basket. And then when you get to that point, the Spurs don't have a shot blocker. And if you get Wemby in foul trouble, which I think the Knicks will, Luke Kornet is not somebody that's keeping you up at night. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Tommy Lugar on the Fan. 1 hour down, four more to go. Plenty of time to talk Knicks as we preview this game for the next 2-3 days. I can't wait. It's going to be Knicks wall-to-wall here for weeks now as we bask in the glory of the first finals trip in 27 years. And to make it even more special, especially if you were alive enough. If you were around enough, is it alive enough? If you were around at that time, if you were alive enough to be old enough to understand what was going on, you know, it's extra special to those people that are in that age bracket, so to speak, because it is the name on the front of the jersey as well. So it's a rematch, partying like it's 1999, and that's exactly what's going to happen starting Wednesday night from San Antonio. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You want to talk Knicks. If you're planning on going to any of these games, whether it's here at the Garden or out in San Antonio, would love to hear from you. If you're contemplating it, love to provide my take or my opinion on it as well. If you need a little bit of a, you know, hey, should I do this? Should I not do this? Feel free to call as well. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.